Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, August 29th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Leading off today, Apple's September 7th event is officially on the calendar, and with that date set, last-minute rumors are starting to surface, alongside additional corroboration of existing rumors. This time, a new supply chain report reiterates that the Apple Watch Pro announcement is set for the event, and it could be a big one. Bloomberg was first to report on Apple's plans to launch a higher-end Apple Watch model. The Apple Watch Pro has been described as a more rugged version of the Apple Watch with a larger form factor, improved battery life, and a new titanium finish. The supply chain blog Mako Takara now reports that the Apple Watch Pro will feature a 47mm form factor, an increase from the 41mm and 45mm of the Apple Watch Series 7. The report also says the Apple Watch Pro will feature a new flat display design. The flat display rumor has been circulating for a while now, and it seems to mean that the edges of the display won't be slightly curved like other Apple Watch models. The flatter design of the display is something that should improve durability, but it's important to keep in mind that the edges of the Apple Watch Pro won't be flat like some of the rumors suggested for the Series 7 last year. One important thing to remember is that the 47mm sizing does not refer to the size of the display. Instead, it refers to the vertical size of the casing itself. As for that display, the Apple Watch Pro is expected to feature a 1.99-inch screen, which is significantly larger than the 1.77-inch screen of the 45mm Series 7. Finally, the report also suggests that Apple has big plans for the unveiling of the Apple Watch Pro, saying that Apple could use its iconic One More Thing unveiling, similar to what we most recently saw with the iPhone X. Speaking of the Apple Watch Pro, a sketchy supply chain rumor published today claims that the Apple Watch Pro might not be compatible with old watch bands. The report says that the redesigned 47mm form factor would break compatibility with older watch bands. So instead of being able to use the bands that you already own, you'd be required to buy new versions made specifically for the Apple Watch Pro. If the Apple Watch Pro were to drop support for older watch bands, it would mark the first time that Apple has broken compatibility with bands. Through the multiple sizing changes to the Apple Watch, Apple has retained compatibility with every Apple Watch band. Still work with the Apple Watch Series 7. But following this supply chain report, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman wrote on Twitter that he believes the Apple Watch Pro will still support older bands, but they might not fit as well or look as seamless as Apple Watch bands today. This back and forth in the rumor mill will be settled in just over a week, and we're inclined to side with Gurman over this supply chain report, but again, we should find everything out about the Apple Watch Pro on September 7th. We're sponsored this week by Collide. Collide is an endpoint security solution that uses the most powerful, untapped resource in IT, the end user. Old-school device management tools like MDMs force disruptive agents onto employee devices that slow performance and treat privacy as an afterthought. But Collide takes a different approach and notifies your team via Slack when their devices are insecure. They give step-by-step instructions on how to solve the problem. This allows Collide to help you build a culture in which everyone contributes to security because everyone understands how and why to do it. To put users first and meet your security goals, just hit the link in the show notes or visit collide.com/9to5macdaily to find out how. They'll also hook you up with a goodie bag, including a t-shirt, for activating just a free trial. That's KOLIDE.com/9to5macdaily. Rounding out today, over the last year, one of the most common iPhone rumors that is taking center stage is that Apple is working on new satellite connectivity features for the iPhone. A new report from reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says that Apple has completed the hardware development of the feature, but it's still unclear when exactly it'll launch with the public. Kuo says that he expects satellite communication features in smartphones to become increasingly common over the coming years due to, quote, the increasing frequency of natural disasters and geopolitical conflicts, end quote. According to the analyst, Apple had completed its hardware testing for satellite communication features with the iPhone 13 last year, and it has done the same with the iPhone 14 this year, finalizing both hardware development and the functionality itself. But the reason Apple has been unable to launch the satellite features, despite this successful hardware development, is that the business model for the feature has not yet been negotiated. Kuo expects that Apple is most likely to partner with a company called Global Star for the satellite feature inside the iPhone, and the timing on when or if Apple debuts the satellite features depends on when Apple is able to come to an agreement with Global Star. There are also questions about Apple needing to negotiate deals with specific carriers, such as Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. But Global Star did announce earlier this year that it had acquired 17 new satellites to, quote, replenish and extend the life of its existing constellation, and to provide continuous satellite services to the potential customer, end quote. It seems likely that that potential customer is Apple, but again, it's unclear whether the two companies have come to a final agreement. And as we talked about last week, the artwork for Apple's event on September 7th, which contains the tagline "Far Out," might very well be a hint at these new satellite features, but it seems to be that Apple has some deals to be done behind the scenes before launching the feature to the public. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.